हरे कृष्ण। इग्नोरेंस इन ट्रांसेंडेंस इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम इग्नोरेंस ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंस। इग्नोरेंस ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंस रेफर्स टू द स्टेट ऑफ मटीरियलिस्ट स्केप्टिक्स एंड एथिस्ट हु आर कंज्यूम्ड बाय मटीरियल थिंग्स, मटीरियल डिजायर्स एंड मटीरियल एक्टिविटीज एंड हु are just unaware of anything transmaterial, of any higher spiritual dimension of life. Such ignorance of transcendence is caused by the illusory energy of the Lord, the Mahamaya Shakti. And now, ignorance in transcendence is entirely different. It refers to the exalted devotees who are situated in transcendence, but they are situated at such a high level of transcendence that they have an intimate relationship with Krishna. And because of that intimate relationship, their affection for Krishna trumps their awareness of Krishna as the Supreme Person. So to the extent, they say, for example, Yashoda Mai sees Krishna as her own beloved little child who needs her milk and her food for survival. To that extent, she cannot think of Krishna as the Supreme Lord who is providing food to all living beings. And this is ignorance in transcendence. This is very different because ignorance of transcendence is caused often by apathy towards God or aversion towards God. Whereas ignorance in transcendence is caused by attachment to God, intense affection and attachment to God. So now, consider the this ignorance in transcendence is caused by another energy of the Lord, which is called the Yoga Maya Shakti. So when there is ignorance of transcendence, then even if Krishna appears before such an ignorant person, even if Krishna manifests his godhood by, say, demonstrating his universal form as he did for Duryodhana, then materialists like Duryodhana respond as Duryodhana did. Duryodhana simply just dismissed the whole extraordinary vision by saying it was just a magic display. And paradoxically, when Yashoda Mai saw Krishna at that time, she too, Krishna also similarly revealed his universal form in a way when he opened his mouth and in his mouth he showed her the whole universe. Yashoda Mai temporarily started offering prayers to Krishna. But afterwards, she immediately started thinking, Krishna, oh, I don't know what that was, but Krishna is my child and he needs my food. So again, she forgot Krishna's supremacy because her intimacy for him was too great. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about the Yoga Mahamaya when it says that this is the energy that is very formidable and we have to overcome it. And the way to overcome it is by surrendering to Krishna. So 4.7.14 it states, दैवीयैष गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतां तरन्ति ते। दैवीयैष गुणमयी, डिवाइन इंडीड इज दिस एनर्जी विच इज गुणमयी, विच इज मेड ऑफ दी थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर। मम माया दुरत्यया, मम माया, इट इज माय माया विच इज दुरत्यया, इज एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट टू ओवरकम। मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते, दोज हू सरेंडर टू मी मायामेतां तरन्तिते, दे क्रॉस ओवर दिस माया, दे ट्रांसेंड दिस माया। एंड नाउ हियर कृष्णा यूज़ द वर्ड माया। नाउ द माया, समटाइम्स फॉर दिस माया कृष्णा आल्सो यूज़ द वर्ड प्रकृति एंड ही हैज़ यूज़ द वर्ड दैवी। सो नाउ द सिमिलर, सो दिस इज द एनर्जी विच कीप्स अस इन इल्यूजन अवे फ्रॉम कृष्णा। एंड इन कॉन्ट्रास्ट देर इज अनदर एनर्जी विच टेक्स अस क्लोजर टू कृष्णा। आई हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट 9.13 इन द भगवद गीता, महात्मानस्तु मां पार्थ दैवीं प्रकृतिमाश्रितः भजन्त्यनन्यमनसो ज्ञात्वा भूतादिमव्ययम्। दिस इज द एनर्जी which Mahatmanas Tumam Partha. These are great souls. O Arjuna, Daivim Prakritim Ashritaha, they take shelter of my divine energy. Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, and they worship Krishna wholeheartedly. Jnatva Bhutadim Avyayam, knowing Him to be the source of all existence, knowing Him to be imperishable. Now, by the Daivi Prakriti, we go closer and closer to Krishna. First, by understanding His greatness, and then by understanding His sweetness. And when we appreciate His sweetness, then we no longer remain cognizant so much of His greatness, but we just become absorbed in His sweetness. So actually, ignorance of transcendence is a very unfortunate condition, which keeps us in material existence lifetime after lifetime. Whereas ignorance in transcendence is the most fortunate condition. It is the condition of those who are in the most intimate affection with Krishna. Thank you. Hare.